This is KUT. There's legislation making its way through the Texas Capitol right now that could impose new regulations on freestanding ERs in Texas. Those are emergency rooms not inside a hospital and are often confused with urgent care centers. Right now, consumer advocates say these health facilities are expensive and are often not covered by insurance plans. But KG's Ashley Lopez reports representatives for freestanding ERs say these efforts are part of a smear campaign.
A group of doctors went up against health insurance companies during a press conference at the Capitol Tuesday morning. Here's a pretty good summary of what they had to say via Dr. Jillian Schmitz.
Insurance companies are trying to pull off a giant scam to confuse and mislead Texans, the media, our patients, and our politicians. They are trying to push their own political agenda and disguise it as legislation. And we think this is egregious.
Now, Schmitz is an emergency physician at Full Spectrum Emergency Room. That ER is freestanding and sits right outside a Bass Pro Shop in San Antonio. Schmitz says ERs like hers are improving access to emergency care. But a new study from Rice University says these ERs are confusing people who think they're going to an urgent care center. And many times they end up getting charged a lot of money. Blake Hudson with Texas AARP keeps an eye on surprise medical billing. He says this comes up a lot in Texas.
One guy we talked to, he went in for a tennis ball to the eye, and they actually couldn't help him in the freestanding ER. He had to go to a follow-up care from an ophthalmologist, but they billed him for about $6,000. The insurance company paid $4,000, and they still balance billed him for the other $2,000.
Hudson says that's a case where an insurance company did pitch in, but a lot of times they don't. Freestanding ER folks say that's because insurance companies only care about profits. And this was off mic, but someone representing Blue Cross Blue Shield interrupted yesterday's press conference to say insurance companies are worried freestanding ERs are price gouging Texans and driving up healthcare costs.
I think there's plenty of blame to go around on this issue.
That's Blake Hudson with AARP again.
You know, like I said, it's insurers want to pay one thing, providers want to pay another, and that's a fight, which is why we have a mediation system in Texas that will help resolve that.
There's actually a bill that would bring freestanding ERs under this mediation process. Dr. Mike Magoon is part owner of two freestanding ERs in Texas. He says he's not opposed to expanded billing mediation.
But this may be a delay tactic. Those mediation requests take months to resolve.
So yeah, kind of a lukewarm endorsement. Hudson points out that unlike regular hospitals, freestanding ERs charge facility fees, which also drive up costs. And when it comes to improving access to emergency care in Texas, Hudson says so far these freestanding ERs have opened where there are already hospitals, not underserved rural areas. In the meantime, there are proposals aimed at increasing billing transparency in freestanding ERs, but the industry isn't keen on those either. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.